Fergie Speaks on Key 103, Manchester.
Sir Alex Ferguson, hello again.
Hello, how are you, mate?
I'm good. Listen, what a turnout here today.
Unbelievable.
I know. Well, did you expect anything like this today?
Well, they did warn us and say that people were queuing last night after the game.
Yeah.
And, well, you see the numbers, it's absolutely incredible.
So some woman actually came, I'd heard a story that some woman came on Monday night.
Yeah.
And she was actually, she had sleeping bags and a tent, whatever it was. And you actually got wind of it. And is it true? So you actually came to see
it? Yeah, I came in yesterday before I went to the game.
That must have surprised her.
Yeah. And she kept her place for her mother, really.
Yeah.
And then the mother came along. So I think the only thing you can do in a situation like that is, you know, sign the books. I think it was the right thing to do. Particularly as I was passing the place anyway.
Yeah.
You know, around about 5 o'clock or something, back at five.
Yeah. That's a lovely thing to do. That must have been one hell of a surprise for her. She's expecting to wait for 4 days to get 5 seconds with you. And you do a trip to see her on your Todd.
Well, pure out of her misery.
Yeah. Yeah, 4 days in Tesco's. Now, obviously, I mean, let's talk about the book. The book wasn't out when we met last week. I mean, if anyone listening now, they've read the press over the last few days, you'd probably think there was only 3 chapters in the book. Everyone's gone. You've been on every front page of every paper in the world, talking obviously about the issues that have been discussed. It's slightly frustrating for you. You must think, well, hang on. There's enormous amounts in the book. There's enormous amounts of great story and context around those three guys.
Well, absolutely. It's 14 years, and that time we've won 8 championships, and been 3 European finals. And don't forget, I'd actually retired once. You know, just after the last book was written.
Yeah.
And you never think for a minute you're going to be here another 14 years on and have 8 championships.
Yeah. It's a very probably difficult question for you to answer, but if you could pinpoint one moment at Manchester United that that's either in the book or that you can cast your mind back now that you've gone and think, yeah.
Well, obviously the European Cup, winning the European Cup was really important to the club's history. But the best, I would think the best moments were winning the 19th championship and the 20th championship.
Yeah, sure.
And the 20th was sort of a straightforward win, it quite comfortable, I thought.
Yeah.
The final game with Van Persie's third goal was just encapsulated the whole performance of the club right through the season.
Yeah.
But winning the 19th for me was fantastic because it was the second last game of the season. We're 1-0 down to Blackburn with 15, 20 minutes to go. Wayne takes the penalty kick and we've won the league at that point, but we've still got 15 minutes, and at that stage Blackburn didn't know exactly where the relegation situation was, so for about 10 minutes it was nip and tuck, and then news was getting through that the other teams were losing, so when we got the ball, we're keeping possession in our own half. Scholes just dominated it, and when they got the ball, they were trying to keep the ball in their own half, and although you're nervous, you're confident we're going to do it.
Yeah.
And to win away from home and the support we carried that day, we must have about 10,000 fans. To me, those were the great moments, I think.
Yeah, okay. And were there moments in the book that you were particularly enjoyable to write about? Were there bits where it really flowed and you had you chuckling to yourself?
Well, absolutely. And there's some great moments. And well, the thing is, when you've got great players and personalities, the Vogue, they're different ways, and the human address with Patrice Evra was always Anderson, Ferdinand, they're always the ones that are creating a bit of humor in the dressing room. Mickey Take, and I remember when they brought a mirror in for Ronaldo.
His
own personal mirror.
So that
went down really well.
I bet he laughed at that.
Not to Ronaldo, but to the players.
And it was Mark Hughes who gave you the label the hairdryer.
Well, never forgive him for that. He nicknamed me the hairdryer, and it stuck. You know, it's never went away. Just about the same when I gave Pally and Bruce. I used to get into the two of them, ended up calling them Daisy and Dolly, and they've never forgiven me.
Yeah, well, once you get a moniker like that, it's going to stick forever, isn't it?
I know. I think it suited those two, by the way.
Well, listen, you've done God knows how many thousands of books. You said the other day you committed to signing as many as you can. How is your arm feeling now, by the way?
Yeah, well, I'm feeling my hamstrings, really, because sitting in the chair and you're trying to get a proper position or a comfortable position is putting a bit of strain in the old hamstrings.
Yeah. Are you going to take it easy after this? Are you going to sit there, a good glass of red tonight and chill out?
I think we have quite an eye anyway. I'll be watching the football.
Oh, right,
Europa
yeah.
League's on tonight, so there's one or two interesting games there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you've got, obviously, more promotion for the book. You're doing this theatres tour.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, actually, I heard an interesting stat the other day. I don't know if you know this. It sold out quicker, your theatre tour, than the One Direction concert tour. You are beyond boy band popular.
I should think so. Apparently, Conor Jason would beat Morrissey's record.
Did you really? Well, that's a lot coming from your son. He's a very big Smiths fan.
I want to get his book, by the way.
You've got Morrissey's book.
I'm going to get it.
Oh, you're
going to
get it?
Oh, yeah.
Do you, obviously, quite a lot of players, a lot of characters feature in your book. Do you feature in anyone else's book? Have you ever read a book? Hang on. There's a bit about me in it.
No, I don't think so.
Do you not?
No.
You can be in my book.
I'm into history.
Yes.
And the history I'm into is well long ago.
Yeah, American Civil War.
The second day at Gettysburg.
Listen, good luck with the rest of the signing.
Thanks, mate.
And good luck, and I'll see you in November up in Kirkham for the Q&A.
Excellent.
Cheers. Thank you. Manchester's Key 103.